Hi, I'm Charmaine Lin. I am here to report on the activities of the Widening Participation Committee and the Office's general outreach and recruitment activities, which are overseen by the Widening Participation Committee, which has a very large membership. It is interprofessional. You'll see there are representatives from all of the health professions at McGill, as well as the Faculty of Education, the School of Social Work, there's student representation, and there's community representation as well. And we met in November. We will meet again in February. And I'm just going to quickly tell you what we're doing. Medical students in the room will know that every year upon entry into the MDCM program, we administer a diversity survey. And that's a very lengthy, comprehensive survey that we've been administering since 2009. This past year, we also rolled out with the Faculty of Dentistry, the School of Nursing, and Communication Sciences and Disorders an adapted version of our survey in each of those schools. So that data has been collected. We have to actually extract it and analyze it now for the schools. Medicine's data has been extracted and is being analyzed right now, so we'll be able to report on those data hopefully in the next few months. The School of Physical and Occupational Therapy, we did not do it for them this year, but we anticipate doing it next year. And given some of the feedback that we've gotten from many, many stakeholders, we're exploring. There's a subcommittee of the WPC that is looking at the diversity survey, trying to pare it down to really the crucial information. It's quite lengthy, and we want to pare it down so that it's really the data that we're using and analyzing on a regular basis, as well as looking at how we can move it to an electronic survey rather than a paper survey, which is what we've been doing, mostly because we get very close to 100% participation when we do it in paper, but we're going to see if there's a way for us to move to an electronic version and still maintain high participation rates. So that's one of the subcommittee's jobs this year. The subcommittee is also overseeing our outreach projects. We work very closely in the Faculty of Medicine with the student-led community outreach projects organization. We get into high schools and elementary schools, medical students, and increasingly now we're reaching out across the professions with students from nursing, PT and OT, communication sciences and disorders, and dentistry to get into high schools and elementary schools to deliver health-related topics. And we're choosing schools where we know there are high populations who are dropping out, where they're not the typical McGill recruitment sites, let's put it that way, trying to spark an interest in the health sciences, provide positive role models from our own McGill students, as well as connecting medical students with communities that they will go on to serve as medical trainees and as medical professionals. We have partnerships that are sort of deeper relationships with one or two schools, and then those are in development right now, and those will likely be the schools that might become CHAP sites, for example. There is a, for those of you who are McGill folks who look at the McGill website ever, there is a staff student mentorship program that came out of, I believe, the Task Force on Student Life and Learning many years ago. And we have been working with them, the Widening Participation Committee, has been working with this mentorship program to have a little wing of that mentorship site for members of the WPC to mentor McGill students who are from the groups. There are four groups that the WPC has identified as being underrepresented in the Faculty of Medicine: Aboriginal students, rural students, Black students, and students from socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds. So we will try to set up a mentorship program whereby McGill students who identify as belonging to one of these groups can request to be mentored by somebody who is on the WPC and to work with them towards building a strong application. None of the members on the WPC will ever serve as evaluators in our admissions processes. There is a very distinct separation between their activities and the activities of admission and selection. I think that's... If anybody here, you being evaluators, wouldn't be allowed to be mentors, but if you have recommendations for people, ideally people who might have come from some of these backgrounds that I'm mentioning to you, who might be good mentors, it would be good for us to know so that we can start developing a bank of mentors for these future prospects. And that is it. Any questions on widening participation or outreach activities? Great. Okay. So we are now...
You want to set up the chairs?
Yes.